Good morning, friends. This is your coach, the Inspiration Architect, Marquise Martin Hayes. And today's Monday morning. I want to just touch base as we're coming to the close of 2009 and just share a few more thoughts to keep you focused on your week and the opportunities ahead of you. This week, I want to talk about the idea of giving. I noticed the holiday season and we're out purchasing gifts. But I'm really not one to talk too much about gifts this time in terms of material things as much as the gift of who you really are. Recently, in one of our conversations that I have among some of my friends in our marketplace group, we talked about how important it is that you offer who you really are and how precious the gift you really are actually changes the environment and the atmosphere. So many times during the holiday season and other times we give gifts as an expression or a token of our expression of appreciation, thought, and our contribution to someone else. Friends, I believe with all of my heart that your greatest gift is not something you can purchase, not something you can make, not something you can acquire, not something you can design, not something you can share as an idea, but rather who you are. Here's why. Friends, you are a gift in yourself. It doesn't require anything outside of you for your contribution to the world to be changed because of you being present. My buddy, one of my mentors and coaches, Kev, said, if you are salt but you're disguised as pepper, and everyone in the room is looking for salt, but because you're uncomfortable, you appear as pepper, no one pays you any attention. There's no value attributed to you. There is nothing in the room that makes you stand out or become necessary. There's nothing wrong with being pepper, but everyone's looking for salt. The food is seasoned, ready to go, and everyone's enjoying their meal, but everyone's looking for salt, but you don't know they're looking for salt because you're disguised as pepper. And the moment you remove your lid from being pepper and you actually present who you really are, all of a sudden you add flavor to the room. All of a sudden you add life to the room. All of a sudden you add taste to the room. Friends, the gift of who you are is the greatest gift that you can be. Now I realize through a lot of my coaching this year that many of us don't even know who we are. We're very uncomfortable because we've become what someone else said we should be. We've read someone else's script most of our life. We've read the script of go to school, get a job, and that and the like. And so I understand it can be a little difficult. This week I'm going to offer you a resource that I believe, two resources that I believe can help you with that area of your life and help restore healing back to that area of your life of you discovering who you really are. Both books are written from the Toltec background. Both books are written by Miguel Ruiz. The books are number one, The Four Agreements. Get it. Read it. Find out what agreements you've made in your life. Find out what agreements you made this year that you need to change for the new year. You're not locked into your current beliefs. You're not locked into your current agreements. You're not stuck. You have the ability to choose again. The second book is called The Mastery of Love, written by the same author. I know everyone believes we love ourselves and we're good to ourselves, but the fact of the matter is, the majority of us, we don't even understand what love really is, let alone love ourselves, which then makes what we offer others pretty empty. Friends, I'm only offering and sharing this information because I believe that you are the greatest gift that there is. There is something inside of you, something that is a part of you that needs to be shared, not only in your community, but in the community around you that will bring life to all of us who know you. This is your coach, the Inspiration Architect, just giving you something to think about for this Monday moment.